Lobbies in America have, as an institution, they have certainly the most power, arguably the most power in the country. And the U.S., I think, especially because you have unlimited campaign donations from some of the wealthiest Americans, and perhaps it can be, perhaps some of the most wealthiest human beings in the world can donate to U.S. lobbies in America. So it really complicates where the allegiance of politicians lies, whether it's going to be the corporation or whether it's going to be the citizen, or whether it's actually going to be the government, which I think in those can often go in contrast to one another. So the lobbies are being more and more effective, and in theory they were based so that citizens could organize and influence politics and elections. But now I think corporations, because they are considered people, have more influence than normal citizens would.
Yeah, I think, you know, lobbies are definitely, they're ingrained in our system at this point. It's the way politics work in the U.S. But yeah, I think there are some that, you know, definitely have more power than is deserved. Sometimes there's commercials in the U.S. for, like, beef. It's what's for dinner, paid for by the beef lobby of, you know, the United States. So it's sometimes kind of odd which ones end up coming out with the most power in the end, too.